Welcome to Morning Prayer, produced 5 days a week by the Diocese of Worcester in collaboration with WTAG. I'm David Evans, your host this week from Second Church of Christ, Scientist, Worcester. We're talking about independence this week. Many people, though, think they're anything but independent. So often it looks as if we're victims of forces beyond our control. Maybe it seems that a boss, a teacher, or even a family member is making decisions that control our lives. Or maybe it's some bureaucracy. Do we have to be victims, enslaved by decisions others make? Let's look at the Bible character Joseph, famous for his many-colored coat. He first appeared to be controlled by his brother's decisions. They sold him to merchants, who then sold him as a slave in Egypt. Joseph did okay, though, earning the respect of his master. But then his master's wife falsely accused him, and he was thrown in jail. But again, he did all right, because it became known that he could interpret dreams. When Pharaoh, the country's ruler, had a dream no one could interpret, Joseph got the call. He told Pharaoh, "It is not in me. God shall give Pharaoh an answer of peace." He interpreted the dream and became Pharaoh's right-hand man, saving Egypt and other countries, and his brothers too, by the way, from famine. "It is not in me. God shall give Pharaoh an answer of peace." That reliance on God was the key to Joseph's freedom, no matter what circumstance he found himself in. He knew he had a relationship with God, and that God was really in control. May we all realize we have that same connection and freedom, no matter what decisions others make. Amen.